more than 40,000 properties. And it's been revealed a simple vitamin C supplement could hold the key to unlocking type 2 diabetes. An Australian study has found taking 500 milligrams of vitamin C twice a day can lower elevated blood sugar levels and reduce blood sugar spikes after meals in people with the chronic and potentially deadly disease. And a man has been left for dead following a dramatic high-speed chase in Sydney's southwest. A hunt is now on this morning for the driver of the vehicle after he left his passenger trapped in the car in Yagoona. Emergency crews were called to the crash site on the Hume Highway in the early hours of this morning. Making headlines in sport, Glenn Maxwell delivered a stunning batting performance to propel the Melbourne Stars into the Big Bash finals and deny the Sydney Sixers a home semi-final. Maxwell's stunning knock of 82 off 43 balls paved the way for a dominant 94-run win. And Ricky Ponting has declared that the return of Steve Smith and David Warner will make Australia World Cup contenders, believing the addition of Smith and Warner gives the Aussies the X factor they need to defend their title. And in Premier League this morning, Sergio Aguero was Manchester City's hat-trick hero again as they returned to the top of the Premier League table after demolishing Chelsea 6-0, while Tottenham claimed a 3-1 victory over Leicester City. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
The world's best mare resumes in 5 days. 5 days.
Sky Sports Radio will present every moment of the country championships. Next Sunday, it's Port Macquarie's turn. Who will represent the Mid-North Coast? Catch all the interviews and previews this week on Sky Sports Radio.
On the road again.
Get behind Play for Purpose, Australia's new not-for-profit raffle, raising funds for charities and local sporting clubs. There are thousands of prizes to be won, all while supporting a good cause. Tickets just $10 at playforpurpose.com.au. And please, play responsibly. New South Wales permit number GOCOU/2086.
Sky Sports Radio can be relied on every day to bring you vital wagering information. Whether it's Racing HQ with all the news.
He's a real racy little customer and a typical two-year-old type.
Monday's Punters Postmortem with Duffercy and Lester. Or the National Racing Service. We have the winning formula.
Girl Tuesdays, the favourite Rose Hill on tape.
Afternoon and evening, the National Racing Service is another integral part of Sky Sports Radio.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy three spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 6 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We got racing today at Tamworth. Lindsay Bone is about to join us from there. And we'll be running through the track report with Tamworth today. As we said, we've got seven races there today. The first getting underway at 10 past 2. We'll be looking at... after 11 o'clock this morning, Newcastle with Amanda Rando, harness racing there. Nara with Callow Rourke will check out the dogs. But going greyhounds, John Brash at 10:30 as well. But Lindsay Bone joining me now. Morning, Lindsay.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. How's your day look at Tamworth? Have you had any rain?
Yeah, we're lucky. We picked up 9 mil on Saturday night, so much appreciated. But as usual, a lot more will be quite welcome. But anyhow,
yeah.
Wait and see.
All right, so today, the weather, how's it look, Lindsay?
Mate, weather's fine. It's a nice light breeze, but I'm at a moment, bit of coolness, and so it's good. So we're supposed to get the mid-30s as usual, but no, the weather's great, so it should be a nice day for racing. Track's a good form, mate. The rail's out 2 metres, and we've got a penetrum about 4.81, so it should be a nice day.
Terrific. All right, good on you. Thanks, Lindsay, and okay. We'll look forward to the day. All right, now, Gary Cleese joining us with Tamworth today. Good morning, Gary. All right, we'll come to Gary in just a moment. It's 8 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Tabcorp and Sky Sports Radio support OzHarvest. OzHarvest collects quality excess food from commercial outlets and directs to 900 charities around Australia in a bid to eliminate hunger and food waste. Learn more at OzHarvest.org.
The Polytrack Provincial Championships are back. Experience Sunday racing at its finest at Hawkesbury Race Club's first provincial qualifier on Sunday, February 24. Featuring live music, kids entertainment and great prizes. Treat your family to a fun day at the races. Catch the train and hop off at Clarendon or park for free. Entry only $10. Free for ATC members, children, concession card holders and TAB Rewards members. Details and bookings at hawkesburyraceclub.com.au.
Punters, we bet you. You can't find a better betting app than the TAB app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the TAB app today and stay ahead of the game. TAB. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
9 past 10, Gary Harley with us now. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, nice day, a bit warm, but we expect that. Be in the 30s up at Tamworth today. Track's a good 4. I have had some rain in the last week. Not nearly enough, of course, but enough to keep the track in a good 4 with a bit of irrigation. Lindsay Boehm doing a great job up there as the course manager. In drought conditions, he's been able to keep plenty of water onto the track, and the track has been racing really, really well. I think they've got one more meeting at the end of the month before their big day, the provincial championships, or the country championships qualifier on the 10th of March. It's going to be an absolute ripper with, you know, the horses trained at Scone, Tamworth, and in the northwest in the Hunter Valley, all heading there on that day in an attempt to qualify for the big final. So they've got this meeting and another one at the end of the month, and then they go into the championships qualifier.
All right, now let's look at the first today. Number one, Comes and Goes, is $4. Two, Sir Leone, $5.50. Three, Andy Armo Miss, $4. Number five, Peach's Dream, is $1.95. Five, Reef Island, 101. Six, Chartier, 151. Seven, Zealot, 11. Favourite, 195. Four, Peach's Dream.
Yeah, in the first, I think Paul Perry's three-year-old will be very hard to beat. Number two, Sir Baloney. Paul gave it a couple of trials back in January 2018. A beat Wee Gila, won a Chris Lees in a trial one day on the Beaumont track, and it goes all right. This time in, he runs second on the Beaumont track on the 22nd of January, beaten a length by a smart maiden of Sister Buchanan's called Aragonde. It runs second the other day at Newcastle and is ready to win. This horse's trial was good. Then he went to Wyong for a trial on the 5th of February, and he ran second to Rifles. He was well beaten, but the winner went really good. Sir Baloney in that trial missed a kick. He was back second last. He ran on pretty good at the end. Sean Geimer rides him today, doing a bit of riding these days for the Perry Stable. Got a good barrier. He'll go forward. The speed map that I've been given has got him leading. With the top weight, Comes and Goes, and I think he'll be very hard to run down here around Tamworth. Second pick in the race, number four, Peach's Dream, created up at Taree by Bobby Milligan. Been placed in three of its last four, two at Taree and one at Port Macquarie. On third at Port Macquarie the other day, 25th of January. Chased okay from back in the field. Looked the likely winner at the 250, but just never got there. Got beat about two lengths. Third pick, number three, Andy Armo Miss. Showed good speed in a recent trial. At Scone, led three deep, but tired badly in the run home. I'm sure it is better than that. Trained by Brett Kavanagh, Buckley to ride. I reckon it'll do something in the small field. And number one, Comes and Goes, scratched from the meeting yesterday at Taree. Luke Thomas has got this three-year-old up at Musselbrook. His last run was at Musselbrook, or he trialled at Musselbrook. Got back in the trial beyond Radiant Choice. Pretty strong trial, ended up getting beat a long way, didn't run on. But if you go back to his race form, a couple of fourths at Dubbo and at Wellington way back in May would give him a top four or five chance here. Race one, two, four, three, and one.
On a race two, one the Mont, 440, two Danagree is seven, number three Quick Nick, 290, four Roman Typhoon, 280, five Sterno, 26, six Finna Rialta, 550. Seven Ice Killer, 151. Favourite, 280. Four Roman Typhoon.
Race two, my number 0, 3, 4, 1, and 6. Quick Nick, trained by Paul Perry, goes into the race after a blistering trial at Wyong. That trial was on the 5th of February. Bobby Alyssa rode him, took him to the front. He led me 4 lengths at the 600. It was an 845-metre trial. Led by 4 lengths at the 600, 6 lengths on the home turn, and absolutely bolted in by 4 lengths untouched. Travis Wolfram rides him today. He's got barrier one. I know he's got 60.5, but his last race start, he won at Port Macquarie back on October 5. And before that, he ran 3 seconds in a row, two at Newcastle, one at Taree. Spicewise here, very, very honest three-year-old. Got the right barrier, the jock's in form, so's the stable, and I think he'll get the money. Second pick, number 4, Roman Typhoon. Well, he drops a hell of a lot in class here. He's been a disappointing horse, but the drop back from his fourth at Gosford to Invincible Gangster to a country race here today gives him a chance to run a big race. Invincible Gangster, who beat him at Gosford, was beaten the nose on Friday night at Canterbury. Number 1, the Mont, struck form as he dropped in class the other day at Gunnedah. The new trainer, Cody Morgan, he blitzed him up there. He's going to show good speed. He's got 3 off for young Rhys Jones. You've got to give him a good chance. Number 6, Finn Rialta, trained on the track, went really good at Gunnedah to win very easily last start. Lot better race today, but it's got speed. It'll be up there, and it should run a top 4 here in the small field. Numbers here, 3, 4, 1, and 6.
All right, we go to the third event. 1, Belle Baroo, 81. Number 2, Mr. International, 10. 3, Pyro, 460. 4, Real Long Tom, 10. 5, Volta Power, 320. 6, Zooling, 360. 7, Flying Cosmos, 10. 8, Bunny Hopper, 151. 9, Cliff's Choice, 10. 10, Ecstatically, 15. Number 11, I May Be a Winner, 151. 12, Miss 007 is 81. 13, Shadow Destiny, 101. 14, Stella Miss, 151. 15 out. Favourite, 325, Volt of Power.
Race 3, Sean, I like them 5, 6, 3, and 7. Volt of Power is getting very close to a win. In fact, I've given Paul Perry the first 3 races here. Volt of Power, Sean Guyman's riding, had 2 runs this time in. Run 3rd here at Tamworth behind Kadachi, first up on the 4th of January. Got me to length and a half. 3 wide, no cover, back near the tail of the field. Moved up to outside the leader at the 600. Chased okay. Sir Winkle finished just in front of him in that race, and he won well at Cessnock last Monday. So I reckon it'll run okay. And after that run, it went to Port Macquarie. There'll be 2 links to Chris Leeser's or Star Power. And Sir Winkle runs 2nd again. So the form around him is pretty good. He gets his chance to win a race today. Number 5, Volta Power. Number 6, Zooling. It was scrapped somewhere in the last few days. Nathan Doyle's got it. Run 3rd at Armidale first up. Beaten about 3.5 lengths. Got way back. Chased home okay. On the tighter track up there. Over 1,300. The 1,400 today is certainly going to be in its favour. Barrier 1, big asset around Tamworth. Ashley Morgan rides. I give it a good chance. Number 3, Pyro for Brett Kavanagh. Didn't do a lot first up. Port Macquarie got beat 9 lengths, but a mile back and only plugged. That wasn't wanted in the betting either. $15 chance. When trained elsewhere, and did run 2nd at Goulburn back in August, last prep, and run 4th to Into the Oblivion over the mile one day at Wyong. The reason I've put it in is that it's 1,400 metres today. There's only 1,100 at Port Macquarie. The run would have done it good in the extra triple suit, and Andrew Gibbons rides from a good barrier. Number 7, Flying Cosmos. It's got a place in for Les Roberts, Musselbrook trainer. It ran 50 the other day at Scone in a good race behind the Snowdens, maiden single Sapphire. 5, 6, 3, and 7.
All right, the fourth event, 1 Arlo's Way, 6 even. Number 2, Making Shadows, 440. 3, We Can't Be Beaten, 420. 5, Yankee Tango, $6. 6, Out of Fury, 7. 6, A Moon Dancer is $7. 7 out, number 8, She's Just Saying, 21. 9, Boston Blues, 17. 10, Charlie Jack, 10. 11, Zori, 34. 12, Crystal Lake, 81. Favourite, 420. Number 3, We Can't Be Beaten.
Race number 4, first leg of the quaddy. My numbers are 5, 2, 3, and 1. Arda Fiori, as we keep saying, the daughter of the crackerjack Hortensia. She took a long while to win a race, but by gee, she won well the other day at Musselbrook. She's had 9 starts for 1 win and 3 placings. Her trial form was outstanding early in her career, but she never put it together on race days. She's now a 4-year-old mare. This time in, former Sarah has decided to ride her back at the tail of the field, and she's a different horse. First up at Gunnedah over the mile, well, it wasn't. It was after a freshen up of about 4 or 5 weeks, first up at Gunnedah over the mile. She was back in a field of 11, second last at the 400. She rocketed home to get beat a length. Went to Musselbrook the other day, up from 1600 to 1750, come from third last in a field of 11 on the home turn, stormed home down the outside to win by half a length running away. He gives the indication he's going to run 2100 today. Matty McGurran gets aboard. What a tricky draw, but I don't think that matters because she's going to go way back here. In this race. That's the way they're riding her this time in. And what have we got? A field of 11 here. She'll go back and she'll be hard to run, hard to hold out at the finish. She'll get to the outside. She'll be getting home good out of Fiori. Making Shadows has got a chance. Greg Ryan goes aboard today. Was on the speed the other day at Stone. Over the mile. Hit the front at the 275. But overpowered late. I'm sure Greg will ride it very patient. He'll go back from that barrier. First run at 2100, and I reckon it'll run a race on the home track. We can't be beaten to chance. Brent Bruin rode it last start. He's got off it today. The ride for Cody Morgan on Making Shadows. He does ride that really good horse at Cody's that won the movie, who won the highway recently, so I suppose that might have something to do with it. But he does do a lot of riding for Gaynor Williams, and she trains We Can't Be Beaten. And it ran fourth when Greg rode it the other day, beating the length of Bathurst. One at Gunnedah prior to that, won easily there. Greg rode it there too. It's a definite chance in an open race. Harlow's Way on his home track. He ran third over the 2200 at Stone last start, beat nearly 5 lengths. He tied a bit late. That's his worry. Will he run the trip? And he's very, very honest. 5-2, 3-1, race 4.
On to race 5, now 1 is out, 2 pays in place, 2.30, 3 out, 4 Dr. Demon, 11, 5 out, 6 Maury Dreaming, 13, 7 Cesare is 5.50, 8 Flying Bliss, 11, 9 Kadachi, 8.50, 10 Cash, 10, $5, 11 Dad's Blaze, 17, 12 One of Your Offer, 23, 13 Lord Whiskey, 41, 14, 15 out, favourite 2.30, 2 pays in place.
Race 5, my numbers here are 2, 7, 10, and 9, second leg of the quaddy. Now, 3 of the fancies have been scratched here. Legend of Oz, Huey, and Whisper the Lovely are all under double figures. I've come up with Peyton Place, one of Chris Lees's. He's pretty green, this fella. The other day at Tamworth, he was favourite there on the 24th of January, and he led all the way around the turn, and then he wanted to drift out under pressure in the straight, at the top of the straight. And he ended up getting beat only half a length. He kicked back when he was headed at the 150 and Rapper won the race. And he goes, all right, this bloke tried his heart out. He's been building up to a win. With those horses scratched, I think this is his race. Hibbo rides him. He's got 61, goes up a bit in weight. But I'm not worried about that in this race. And he's got a good barrier. He'll probably lead. He looks the leader in the race. There is a couple of others that will go forward. But from the barrier, I think he'll lead, and I think he'll be able to beat. Number 10, Cash Cam to Danger. Stephen Jones has got a scone. It ran fourth at Musselbrook. The Hedero recently beat them at a length and a quarter, was outside the leader, under pressure at the turn, but chased okay, kept coming. That was his best run. Third pick in the race, number 7. Squazier, this horse has been a gross disappointment. Brett Cavan has got him. Cavan's told us repeatedly on Sky that he's the best track worker he's got. He'll beat anything on the track, but he hasn't produced it in races. So he's called on Robert Thompson to ride him today for the first time. He's an all-too-hard gelding. And I think his only win was at the Grafton Carnival last year when he bolted in up there. Whether RT can get the best out of him, the blinkers go back on him today, remains to be seen. But for safety reasons, I'll throw him into the quaddie. And number 9, Kadachi, for Sue Grills, it's going well. It won well first up at Tamworth, then won fourth at Armidale. Second leg of the quaddie, 2, 10, 7 and 9.
All right, now race 6, 1 Hidalgo, 220, 2 King Percy, $6, 3 Savini, 7, 4 out, 5 Mystic Splendor, $5, 6 Settled and Lift, $8.50, 7 Sassy Charlie, 13, 8 When You Wish, 26, 9 Dreamalot, 18, 10 Red Drama, 151, 11 Lots of Diamonds, 51, and 12 White Eagle, 41. Favourite 220, number 1 Hidalgo.
Race number 6, the numbers here, 1, 3, 5 and 6. This is my best bet of the day, Hidalgo. A very smart 3-year-old. By a horse called Akeed Mafeed, a Great Britain horse, out of a Bluebeck mare, trained by David Atkins at Newcastle, so he's in very, very good hands. He's only ever 3 runs. First up at Tuncurry after its fairly run, second to Miss Powerbell, Chris Lees's horse, beaten half a length after being on the speed all the way, unwanted in the betting, it was $8. Then he comes to stand the other day, and that's when he made everyone stand up and take notice. It was December 29, so it's 5-6 weeks since he's had a run. But the Scone run, he beat a horse called Lifetime Quest. Lifetime Quest, of Chris Lees's, went to Gosford, was a certainty beaten, protested unsuccessfully, come back to Gosford a week or two back, and won impressively. The horse that run third that day, behind this bloke, Hidalgo, Materiality, is a very smart filly, binary filly, trained by Chris Lees, and she was very impressive, beating a good field at Musselbrook the other day. So the form around this horse is outstanding. He's a leader. He led all the way when he bolted in at Scone, kicked away at the top of the straight. Chad Lever's not riding here today, so Digger McClellan, a stable rider, goes on. Got barrier 2, jump and run. I don't know how they're going to beat him. I think he's a good thing. Savini's second pick for Chris Lees to get the run at Port Macquarie. I don't know what went wrong there. It was a big win at Cessnock prior to that. It bolted in there, and it went okay first up at Newcastle. Behind his stable mate, time and again. Its second pick, Mystic Splendor for Mark Mason. Its first up. It ran at Crindy back in August. Hasn't trialled. Hasn't raced. It won a race here at Tamworth back in July. Won very easy. Maso always has them ready first up. It'll run a race. Number 6, Settled and Lift for Rod Northam. Rod's put his apprentice, Reece Jones, on. Only carry 53.5. He's a leader. Loves to jump and lead. And his first up record's not that good. But he hasn't had a trial. So I expect he may go okay. Race 6, numbers 1, 3, 5 and 6.
Final event, race 7, 1 out, 2 Boolaroo, 5.50, number 3 Manabar, 3.10, 4 out, 5 African Guys, 6.50, 6 out, 7 Dil Shusey, 7.50, 8's out, 9 in Bengal, 21, 10 Onslow, 11, 11 Dan Roy, $10, 12 Colts Tiger, 26, 13 Destiny's Sister, 12, 14 Musical Family, 7.50, 15 Real Natural, 81, favourite at $3.10, number 3 Manabar.
The last of the day and the last leg of the quaddie. I'll have him 3, 2, 14 and 7. Cody Morgan's got Manabar. He's won his last two, and he's been very impressive. He won at Crindy on December on Boxing Day by 4.5 lengths at an odds-on favourite. He beat Cricklewood, who won at Tamworth recently. Went to Musselbrook next run, bolted in by 3 lengths there, beat Marfaz. Trial the other day at Scone, got better length at a very quiet trial. He developed, says the girl, Wendy Peel, never let him go. Now, he's put Reece Jones on today to claim 3. So he originally had, 60.5. He'll have 57.5 here. He likes to lead, so I'd imagine they're going to go forward from that barrier. He'll start from barrier 11. So I'm sure they're going to go forward and lead or sit outside the leader. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Uluru reserves his best at Tamworth. 15 starts here for 4 wins and 7 placing. One here, 2 starts back in October. Then run third. Hasn't run, over 3 months. Nice and fresh. He should run well. Give other right. Number 14, Musical Family. Very honest. For the Lion trainer, Wayne Thielen. Run a few placings lately. Ben Looker rides today on the limit weight. Got a chance. Excuse me. And number 7, Nell Choosing. She can run a place or top 4 in a race like this. He's had 2 wins and a third this time in. 3, 2, 14 and 7.
All right. What's your best?
Call the best bet of the day is Hildalgo, the Newcastle Galloper, the 3-year-old in race 6, number 1. Hildalgo for Digger McClellan is my best bet of the day. Now, the quaddy, this is what I've done today. With my quaddy, race 4, I've put the 4 of them in, 5, 2, 3 and 1. Race 5, 2, 7, 10 and 9. Race 6, just 1 and 3. And race 7, 3, 2, 14 and 7. Good meeting, 7 races. Weather looks to be perfect. Now, mate, going into the meeting, just a few stats about trainers and jockeys.
Yep.
Chris Lees has trained 124 winners for the season. Greg Ryan's rode 91.5. Andrew Gibbons, 84. And Grant Buckley, 60. Those 3 riders riding here today are all in the top 20 in the Australian Jockeys Premiership. I think Greg's up there in the first couple, and Gibbo's not far away. Grant's a bit further down. But we've got the 3 leading provincial riders of this season riding at Tamworth today. Not much else I can tell you about the meeting, only that Tamworth's Country Championships qualifier on the 10th of March. They had the original one, Sean, and since then the 3 qualifiers have been at Scone, and now they go back to Tamworth for the country qualifier this time for the championships. And the original one, well, no horse that's won the country championship has come anywhere near the horse that won the first one, Voodoo Lad, trained by Rod Northam at Scone. He was with Darren Weir until recently, and he's won, I think, over $3 million in prize money, including a Group 1. I mean, that was a crackerjack race that first year, and I'm sure it's going to be this year. He beat Taran Gower for Paul Massara, and Inner Wink for Greg Bennett run third in the race. I think Art Lee might have been on play. Righto, mate, I've said enough.
All right.
Getting in the car and heading up, and hopefully we can find plenty of winners.
Good on you, Gary. Look forward to the late mail there today. Head to Tamworth, Gary Harvey. It's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, the Sydney Sixers have blown a home final, going down to the Stars by 94 runs, meaning the Sixers now have to host the Renegades on Friday night. Glenn Maxwell was the star of the show, blasting 6 sixes, finishing with 82 from 43 balls, taking the game from Sydney. In the A-League, Perth Glory are 7 points clear on top of the A-League after a 2-1 defeat of Melbourne Victory at Amy Park last night, while Matilda's star Sam Kerr has fired Perth into the W-League Grand Final, scoring a hat-trick and setting up another goal as the Glory came from behind to defeat Melbourne Victory 4-2 in extra time. And Sergio Aguero has collected his 11th Premier League hat-trick to help Manchester City demolish Chelsea 6-0 this morning, while Tottenham claimed a 3-1 victory.